ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。 A 回答紙のその2、49から68に回答してください。
This is a test of your listening ability. Listen to the recordings and select the best answer from choices A to D. Mark your answers from 49 to 68 on the answer sheet. There are two sections to the test, Section A and Section B. Section A has 10 questions. Section B has 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4have 3 questions each. In both sections, you will hear the recordings only once. Mark your answer as soon as each recording has finished. You will have about 10 seconds to answer each question. You are encouraged to make notes on the question paper as you listen. Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 dialogues. For each one, choose the best answer to the question you hear. Listen to the following example.
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon? The correct answer is C. Now we will begin the test. Dialogue 1.
Hi, Mary. Can we arrange a time to meet next week to plan our trip?
Sure. I'm free every day except Tuesday and Friday. How about you and your brother?
My brother's busy most days, but he told me he'd prefer Wednesday. I'm available every day, but I'd rather not meet on Thursday if possible.
We'd better go with your brother's preference if he's so busy. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Question 49. On what day will the people meet next week? Dialogue 2.
Dad, is it okay if I redecorate my room?
Maybe. What do you have in mind?
Well, my desk is kind of old, so I was thinking of painting it white.
Painting it? You don't want to get a new one?
Not really. I like my desk. It's just the right size. I also want to get new curtains.
Well, I guess tomorrow we can go and look for paint after you come back from school. I'll paint it for you, if you like.
Great. And what about the curtains?
We can look for new ones this weekend. But in order to paint your desk, you'll have to take all your books out of it and clean it first. I probably won't be able to paint it until Sunday, though.
Okay, I'll start working on it after dinner.
Question 50. What are the father and daughter going to do tomorrow? Dialogue 3.
Thank you for calling Aztec Computers. Please listen carefully to the following 4 options and select the best one to help us direct your call. For sales-related issues, press 1. If there's a problem with your delivery, or if you would like to change a delivery date, press 2. For repair inquiries, press 3. Press 4 to locate the store closest to you. For all other general inquiries, press 5.
Question 51. Which number should you press if you want someone to fix your computer? Dialogue 4.
Welcome to Takayama. It's now 7:30 a.m. For those of you stopping in Takayama, please remember that the bus will return here to collect you at 5:30 p.m. While you may leave your belongings on the bus, you are strongly advised to take your valuables with you. For those of you who are going skiing, we should arrive at the ski area by 9 o'clock. The bus will leave there at 4 o'clock to return to Takayama.
Question 52. What time will the bus depart the ski area? Dialogue 5.
Where do you want to go for summer vacation, honey?
How about Okinawa? There's a music festival I would really like to go to in August.
I was hoping we might go to Hawaii this year to do some scuba diving and shopping.
You can do both in Okinawa.
True. I suppose it's also cheaper to go there, too. The flying time to Okinawa is only a few hours, so we won't be too tired when we arrive either.
Let's see about booking tickets then.
Question 53. Why does the woman want to go to Okinawa? Dialogue 6.
Hey, Carrie. Have you finished that assignment yet for Dr. Watson's class?
There's an assignment? I had no idea.
Oh, that's right. You were sick last Tuesday and couldn't come to class. We have to read one of the novels on the list and then write a report about it.
Really? That sounds like a lot of work. Have you finished it yet?
I finished reading the book on Wednesday and wrote the report on Friday.
When is it due?
Next Monday. You'd better get started soon.
Question 54. When did the man finish his report? Dialogue 7.
Attention customers. Today marks the 5th anniversary of Daisy's Department Store. In celebration of this special day, and as a thank you to our loyal customers, we are offering 25% off all purchases for our Silver Card members and 30% off for Gold Card members. If you are not yet a member, you can sign up today at the customer service counter for our Bronze Card and save 20%. Even if you aren't a member, you can still save 10% on any purchase. Thank you for shopping with us.
Question 55. How much will a Bronze Card member save today? Dialogue 8.
Excuse me, do you know where the nearest post office is?
Yes. Walk 2 blocks down this street. There is a convenience store on the corner. At the convenience store, turn left. The post office is in the middle of the block on the left, between a bookstore and a bakery shop, just opposite the Royal Hotel. You can't miss it.
Let's see. Down this street to the convenience store, turn left, middle of the block, between a bookstore and a hotel.
No, opposite the hotel, between a bookstore and a bakery shop.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Question 56. What is opposite the post office? Dialogue 9.
Happy birthday, Jason. I got us tickets for the Bruno Mars concert.
Great. Where are we sitting? The balcony?
No, we're in the 3rd row from the stage.
Are you serious? I heard the seats in the front row are 20,000 yen, so these tickets must be expensive. Some of my friends have tickets in the 10th row, and they'll be really jealous.
Hey, I know it's a lot of money, but it's your birthday, and I really want to see him up close.
Question 57. Where will the man and woman sit at the concert? Dialogue 10.
Can I borrow $5? I forgot my wallet.
Again? You still owe me $10 from last time.
Actually it was $20, But if you say 10...
No, you're right. I forgot that. Okay, here's another 5, but I want everything back next week.
I promise I'll pay back all the money I owe by next Tuesday.
Question 58. How much money will the man give the woman next Tuesday? Section B. In Section B, you will hear 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have 3 questions each. All the questions are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the answer sheet as soon as each recording has finished. Passage 1.
Today I'm talking to the famous writer John Bull. John, you're now one of Britain's best-known food critics, but you actually started out wanting to be a chef. What made you change career?
Well, it wasn't because I didn't like cooking. I loved and still love cooking. But when I was asked to become a head chef, I had to admit to myself that I wasn't skilled at managing people. I knew that it would be a mistake for me to take the job. Not that I wasn't tempted to become a head chef and use the skills I had worked so hard to develop, but I recognized that running a kitchen just wasn't for me, so I quit cooking and became a writer instead.
So how did you become a food critic?
By accident. I never dreamed I could be a writer. I thought it would take years of training to become a journalist. But I got to know one of the customers who ate at the restaurant where I was working. It turns out she worked for a newspaper that was looking for a food critic. She invited me to write a few pieces for the newspaper. So I did, and I found that I enjoyed doing the work. And it was not as difficult as I had thought because of my knowledge of food. The rest, as they say, is history.
Passage 2.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to our radio program. As many of you know, the number of young people who vote in local American elections has dropped to an all-time low. To increase the number of young voters, some have suggested that the right to vote should be lowered from the age of 18 to 16. Joining me is Mark Taylor, who supports this idea. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Susan. Thanks for having me on the program.
So, tell me, Mark, why lower the voting age to 16? Why not try to increase the number of voters who are 18 or older and already have the right to vote?
You bring up a good point, and we are trying to reach out in particular to 18-year-olds. But the truth is that 18 is probably the worst age to start voting.
Really? Why is that?
Although many 18-year-olds have an interest in and knowledge of politics, at that age, most leave home for the first time, either to go to university or start work. They live by themselves in a new city and are not sure who to vote for and what the local issues are. In contrast, most 16-year-olds still live at home, where they can talk to their parents about the candidates and local issues. They are also still in high school, where learning how to vote is part of their education. More importantly, if people start voting at age 16, then they will probably continue to vote after they reach 18.
So tell me, why is there so much resistance to lowering the voting age?
Well, one argument is that 16-year-olds lack knowledge of political issues. But in reality, 16-year-olds have the same knowledge of politics as 18-year-olds. Some people argue that 16-year-olds shouldn't have the right to vote because they don't pay taxes. But about 80% do, because they make money from working part-time. In fact, the greatest resistance comes from older people, who worry because they can't predict how 16-year-olds will vote.
But aren't older people also worried that 16-year-olds are easily influenced by the media?
Isn't that true for people of all ages, not just kids of 16? In fact, I would argue that since they have better access to social media and the internet, 16-year-olds are exposed to a wider variety of opinions and are better informed than their parents.
Well, thanks, Mark. We'll take a short break and then take questions from our listeners.
Passage 3.
David, have you decided where you want to go to university?
I think so. You might be surprised, but I'm thinking of studying abroad.
Really? Overseas? Why is that?
Well, one of the reasons is the university fees are cheaper than here in the U.S. It depends on the school, of course. In Canada, it would cost about $16,000 a year and a little over $20,000 in the United Kingdom. But in France, it would cost only a couple of $100s a year, and in German public universities, foreign students don't have to pay any fees, the same as German students.
Wow, that's amazing. So where are you thinking of going? I imagine that Canada's the most popular place for Americans to study abroad.
You're close. Canada's actually number 2 behind the United Kingdom. France is number 3. But Germany has started to become more and more popular recently. Actually, that's where I'm thinking of going.
Germany? Wouldn't you prefer going to an English-speaking country like the United Kingdom or Canada? That's where I'd want to go.
Yeah, I thought about that, but then I learned that many German universities offer courses taught in English. So going to school there shouldn't be a problem. Plus, I'll get to travel and see other European countries. When else would I get an opportunity like that? Besides, I've always wanted to study a foreign language, and this would be the best way to do that. And graduating from university over there only takes 3 years, so not only would I save money, but also a year of time. That's the biggest reason for going there, even more than the money I'd save.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
Passage 4.
Hello, listeners. Today I'm going to talk about one of the fastest-growing fitness trends in the United States, yoga. Why is yoga so popular? Well, first, there's the cost. Although you can choose to spend money on lessons, the fact that people can do it at home cheaply has caused the recent boom in yoga. After all, the only equipment you need to buy is a yoga mat. Another attraction of yoga is that beginners can learn quickly, since most of the movements are simple and not stressful on the body. In addition, there are almost as many health benefits as doing aerobics. There are many kinds of yoga, but today I will introduce only 4 of them. First, there's the newest type of yoga, which is called hot yoga. This is practiced in a hot room, which makes it easier for people to stretch their muscles. There is also a type of yoga called flow, which has long been the most widely practiced in the United States. In flow, people move smoothly and continuously from one pose to another. Yet another type is called slow yoga. This one is really just a version of flow, except the movements are done very slowly. The focus is more on breathing, and it is better for people who just want to relax. And finally, there is power yoga, which first became popular in the 1990s and attracts people who really want to exercise hard. This type of yoga is different from the other 3 because it doesn't follow a fixed routine. Every class moves quickly, and people don't get bored because the order of movements constantly changes. So if you're interested in doing yoga, try different kinds to find the one that is right for you.
This is the end of the listening test.